Wow, I absolutely love this material. I remember the first time I took this course in May 1999. It had such an incredible impact on me. I had never thought so clearly, and I was so excited about the future. I trust that you're beginning to feel the same way too. Now, some of the content may be controversial for you, like you're the cause of everything that happens to you. However, I believe that it is impossible to change your reality without challenging your beliefs and stepping out of your comfort zone. As you work with these techniques, you will discover that it is absolutely true. You are indeed the cause of everything that happens to you, and this gives you the power to create and change your life. There is such an incredible amount in this first session. The six laws, self-observation, weeding negatives, all is law. However, now comes the most exciting and empowering part of this training, and that is the week in between the sessions. It is the application of the knowledge by practicing the techniques that will awaken your mind power and assist you with your weight loss program. You will notice that there is no mention of the subconscious yet. This is very deliberate, because until we begin to control and direct our thoughts, we cannot control and direct our lives. The goal is to gain control of the conscious mind this week. So here are our exercises for week one. Exercises for week one. Write down the six laws on a piece of paper. Make the letters nice and big and legible so you can see it clearly, and put it somewhere where you can see it every single day. Exercise number one is to contemplate all six laws for 4 minutes every single day. Now, this is an easy exercise because what it means is that you can contemplate the first law, thoughts are real forces, for 40 seconds. Then you can move to the second law, the mind is both a sending and receiving station of thought, for 40 seconds. And then you move to the third law and the fourth law. As long as you make sure you do all six laws in the 4 minutes allocated, it's a wonderful warm-up exercise because what it does is it means you can play around and jump around and you can stay focused for 40 seconds before moving to the next law. Exercise number two. Take one law each day, the first law on the first day, the second law on the second day, the third law on the third day, and so forth, and spend 4 minutes each day contemplating that one law. Now, the first exercise is easy because you've got all six laws. However, the second exercise is a bit more challenging because you have to contemplate one law for 4 whole minutes. And when we say 4 minutes, we mean 4 minutes. And I'm going to ask you to time yourself. If you have a smartphone, most smartphones have got a countdown timer, and you can set it for 4 minutes, and the beauty of this is that you don't have to keep checking the time. What you'll find is when you are doing your mind power exercises, time almost seems to slow down. And so you'll think, I've been doing it for 4 minutes. Like, what? 2 minutes? So we are going to ask you to actually time yourself. In the beginning, because you haven't done mind power before, it might be challenging, but you will get better and better as the day progresses. So you contemplate that law for 4 minutes. Now, what you will also find is that while you're doing your mind power exercises, your mind will wander off. And your mind may wander off 20 times during a particular exercise. What do? You just gently bring it back. You might have to bring it back 20 times, but every time it wanders off, you want to bring it back because we are learning to control and discipline our mind, to control and discipline our thoughts. Exercise three. This is a contemplation exercise, and I'm going to ask you to contemplate the following statement for 4 minutes each day. I am in possession of an amazing instrument of power, which is transforming my life now that I'm learning how to use it. I am in possession of an amazing instrument of power, which is transforming my life now that I'm learning how to use it. Now, this is a beautiful contemplation. I love contemplating the statement that I have this amazing instrument of power. In fact, I remember when I first did the Mind Power course, I thought it's like my mind is this lamp. I've got this amazing lamp. And as I rub the lamp, a genie will pop out and the genie will say to me, "Your wish is my command." The same is true of your mind. I'm in possession of an amazing instrument of power, which is transforming my life now that I am learning how to use it. So you contemplate that for 4 whole minutes. Think about what it means. Where are you seeing this amazing instrument of power working for or sometimes against you in your life? And now that you are learning how to use it, it's going to transform your life. Exercise number 4. This is another contemplation exercise. And this time I'd like you to contemplate the following statement. My personal vibration determines the circumstances and situations that happen to me. My thoughts and my beliefs create my personal vibration. My personal vibration determines the circumstances and situations that happen to me. My thoughts and my beliefs create my personal vibration. This is probably one of my most favorite mind power exercises. In fact, I love all of them. But what I love about this contemplation is for you to really get that every single one of us has an energy and a vibration, that you are literally like a magnet in the sense that whatever energy you are vibrating determines what you're attracting back into your life. And if you don't like the energy that you're putting out, if you don't like the circumstances that you're attracting into your life, you can change it. How do you change it? By changing my personal vibration. How do I change my personal vibration? Change my thoughts. My thoughts and beliefs create that vibration. So we contemplate this statement for 4 minutes each day. Exercise number 5 is a self-observation exercise. And the self-observation exercise is that several times each day, just suddenly and unexpectedly, stop what you're doing and observe your thoughts. And when you observe your thoughts, you don't judge yourself. You don't say, oh, this is good or this is bad. Just observe yourself. Don't go, oh, why am I thinking that way? What's my problem? You want to become your own best friend. So you want to start observing how your mind works. So when you're at work and you're frustrated, observe your frustration. When you're at work and you're stressed, observe your stress. When you're all excited about something, observe your excitement. When you're inspired and motivated, observe your inspiration and your motivation. Observe the thoughts that are going through you. And when you stop and do this, sometimes something else happens. Sometimes your mind stops and you find yourself in a unique situation of going, oh, here I am observing myself, and that has happened to me a number of times. And that's rather interesting, to observe yourself observing yourself. And if that does happen, and it might happen, maybe what you want to ask yourself is ask yourself, well, what have I been thinking about prior to doing the self-observation? Because what you want to do is you want to become familiar with your own mind. Our mind works very differently to what we had thought it does. And we want to become very familiar with how our mind works. So for several times each day, suddenly and unexpectedly, stop what you're doing and just observe yourself. Now, I've had numerous students tell me that they sometimes forget to do this exercise. No problem. Perhaps you can put your watch on the other hand. Because if you're someone who keeps looking at the time, every time you're going to look at the watch, you'll go, where's my watch? Oh, it's on this side. Why is my watch on the other? Oh, what am I thinking about? Or you might want to set your alarm to go off every hour or every 2 hours and ask yourself, what am I thinking about right now? Because you really want to become aware and become familiar with how your mind works. Exercise number 6. The next exercise is the weeding out of the negatives. And with this exercise, there is no time span. Just whenever you find yourself thinking a negative thought, use one of the 4 techniques on it. You can either use the cut it off, you can label it, you can exaggerate it into ridiculousness, and the key with that one is to make it ridiculous, or you can counteract it with the exact opposite thought. So you want to just weed out the negatives and see which ones work for you. And again, there's no time limit. The weeding exercise is a very powerful exercise. Number 7, go over your notes for 5 minutes every single day. Just read through your notes, and the reason why we do this is to remind yourself of the key concepts, because again, the subconscious mind loves repetition, and we want to make sure that you really get this information programmed deep into your subconscious mind in order to make an impact on your life. Exercise number 8 is to listen to your affirmation CD for 10 minutes every single day. These affirmations will have a very powerful effect on your life. It'll start reprogramming your subconscious mind with new empowering beliefs about your weight loss. Again, thank you for tuning to join us on this program. I want to wish you a great week. I want you to have an amazing week. Be sure to do your mind power exercises every single day. I need to tell you that the great trickster has got 157 excellent good reasons why you don't have to do these exercises. Like, you know, you can say, oh, I'm so busy. It's been such a busy day. Or one of my favorite ones is I once had one of my students say to me, well, I wasn't sure I was doing the exercises properly, so I decided not to do them. Oh, that's a beauty. I love that one. Don't allow your mind to get away with the story. It's a story. You can do these exercises every single day, and remember that it is not about information. It is not about inspiration. It is not about motivation. It's about transformation. And there's only one way you're going to get transformation, and that's through application. So these exercises will work for you, whether you believe them or not. The key is to do these exercises every single day. I look forward to being with you again next week when we'll be discussing session 2, Who's in Control? Have a great week.